The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball. Today, it's live coverage of the 2012 State Volleyball Tournament featuring the Northwest Vikings. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club. Grand Island Northwest has made the state finals 5 straight years. This weekend, they hope to make it 6 and bring home a state championship to place above those runner-up trophies. Northwest State Volleyball action is coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from Grand Island Senior High School. The 2012 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament gets underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. This is an opening round matchup in Class B between the top-ranked and top-seed Vikings of Grand Island Northwest and the number 8 seed York Dukes, who made it to state in a 5-set victory over Crete and 4-set victory over the Seward Blue Jays, making their first trip to the state tournament since 1989. These are definitely two programs on opposite ends of the spectrum, because for Grand Island Northwest, they obviously are a program that is used to being at the state tournament. They're here every year, and in fact, they're used to making it to the state finals, where they have been for 5 consecutive years, and all 5 have been runners-up. As Coach Diane Rose said this week, we haven't been the number one seed in a while, and let's see if that is what it takes to bring home a state championship. Action got underway this morning at 9 o'clock. 3 matches are in the books. They're in a 5th set between Exeter Milligan and Howells Dodge in the opening round D1 matchup. But the other 3 matches are over. In Class A, as expected, the number one team in the state and number one team in the nation, according to some publications, is Papillion-La Vista South, and they are able to defeat Papillion-La Vista High School 25-18, 25-11, and 25-16. In Class B, the match here was exciting, but it went in straight sets as Waverly will advance on by beating Elkhorn South 27-25, 25-20, and 27-25. They will play the winner of this match tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center at 2 o'clock. And the 2 losses that Northwest have this season came to those teams, Waverly and Elkhorn South. So if Northwest can advance, as many expect, they will get a rematch with one of the teams that knocked them off earlier in the season in Waverly. In Class C2, North Platte St. Pat's, the top seed, had a district rematch with Hershey, and Hershey took the first set 25-23, but then North Platte St. Pat's wore them down 25-22, 25-17, and 25-10 to win in 4 sets. So that is your state tournament update here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Other 11 o'clock games that are going on across the city at the Heartland Event Center in Class A. Millard West will take on Lincoln Southwest, as we have the Northwest York match here in Class B. In C2, should be a dandy between Lutheran High Northeast and Freeman. And the D1 match will have Sutherland taking on the Alma Cardinals. We've got a full day of volleyball on our network of stations, Classic Hits 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, and 1230 KHAS. We'll tell you more about it after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School, the New Tech Seed pregame show. Following our Northwest match here, Grand Island Central Catholic conveniently has the next contest in C1, and they will renew their rivalry with Columbus SCOTUS. You'll hear it here at 2 o'clock. Then we'll switch over to Northwest High School. Wood River makes that short trip to Northwest, and they will be taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic at 4 o'clock. And then we'll wrap things up tonight in C1 with the only undefeated team of the state tournament, Kearney Catholic, taking on Lincoln Lutheran, scheduled for an 8:30 first serve tonight at Grand Island Senior High. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner will take on Stewart. That game is at 6:30, and Silver Lake will follow that up, taking on West Point Guardian Angels at 8:30. We will also be bringing you the Hastings-St. Cecilia Thayer Central match this afternoon at 2 on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, and you can pick them all up on your web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. State football playoffs continuing tomorrow, A and B. We'll be back on the air with Class C and D action Monday and Tuesday. Shelton will be hosting Giltner Monday night on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Tuesday on Classic Hits 98.9 right here on Classic Hits. Donovan Trumbull will be traveling to Sutton. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the starting lineup says Northwest gets ready to battle York in the Class B state tournament right after this.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
For a better life, for you and your family.
Back to work, back to play, back to life. That's the goal of Grand Island Physical Therapy. With 25 years in business and over 100 years of combined experience, GIPT is the largest rehab provider in central Nebraska. Their specialized therapists work with all parts of the body and all diagnoses. Great people, great service, great results. Grand Island Physical Therapy, online at grandislandpt.com.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for our opening match here in the Class B tournament on Classic Hits, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. For the York Dukes, serving it up first will be number 18, a 6-foot senior outside hitter, Aaliyah Russineau. Number 20, 5'9", sophomore middle hitter, is Dacia Stewart. Number 27, 5'9", right side hitter, senior, Sarah Stevens. Number 24, 5'10", junior, outside hitter is Aaron Malik. Number 23, 5'11", senior, middle hitter is Erica Kaler. Number 8, 5'7", senior, center is Olivia Stubbs. And the libero for York is number 1, 5'8", senior, Liz Harlow. The head coach of the York Dukes is Kayla Makovica, assisted by Cindy Brazell and Krista Wortman. York entered the postseason under 500. They're 15-14, defeating Crete and Seward, their seventh trip to state, their first time since 1989. Now, Grand Island Northwest has defeated York once earlier this season, and that was right before the postseason tournament. So defeating York in straight sets, 3-0. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Northwest Vikings. Serving at first is number 22, the 5'6" senior center, Neely Hall. Number 1, 5'6" junior outside hitter, Aaron Sorhan. Number 9, 5'10" senior middle hitter, Kaylee Warner. Number 4, 5'10" junior center is Caitlin Plotty. Number 25, 5'10" junior outside hitter is Mackenzie Brown. And number 26, 5'9" junior middle hitter is Kennedy Keezer. The libero for Northwest is number 24, 5'7" senior, Nicole Broich. The longtime head coach of the Northwest Vikings is Diane Rose. 601 career wins, picked up number 600 in the district semifinals. Assisted by Ann Purdy, Lindsay Harters, Haley Lenz, Lindy Rose, and Kelly Raley. They are 32-2 on the season, defeating Hastings and Aurora in the district championship. And that is a look at the starting lineups for today's first matchup between Northwest and York, brought to you by the fine folks at Five Points Bank. The other two Class B matchups, Sydney and Norris, will play at 6:30 at the Heartland Events Center, and Gretna and Omaha Gross will play at 8:30. Again, Waverly defeated Elkhorn South 27-25, 25-20, and 27-25. And it has went final in D1. Exeter Milligan, 19-17, fifth set win over Howells Dodge. We'll be back with the start of our match in just a minute. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Grand Island Northwest and York. The 2012 State Volleyball Tournament gets underway after this timeout.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
With our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda back at Grand Island Senior High on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. As we are ready for state volleyball, they're still going through the starting lineups here at Senior High as Northwest gets ready to take on York. Again, still plenty of high school volleyball action going on today. After this match, then the rest of the day here at Grand Island Senior High will all be in C1, including Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS. Then it is Shadron and Ogallala at 4, Norfolk Catholic and Lincoln Christian at 6:30, and Kearney Catholic will play Lincoln Lutheran tonight at 8:30, and we'll have the Central Catholic-Kearney Catholic two matches here on Classic Hits. Also the Wood River matchup with Hardington-Cedar Catholic. Now, if Northwest advances on, they'll play tomorrow afternoon at the Heartland Events Center at 2, and the Class B championship game is at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. Papillion, La Vista South, Waverly, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Exeter Milligan have all moved on. A couple of number ones moving on, and now Northwest tries to be the next number one team to move on to the state semifinals. Northwest York, let's take another break, and then we'll serve it up here on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive has a new vehicle to fit your style with rebates to stretch your dollar. Like the 2012 Cadillac SRX with six cylinders, Xeon Blue Metal exterior, model number 87700. On sale now with an available $4,000 rebate or 0% APR for 60 months. Your price with rebate, $34,988. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park and Webb Road in Grand Island or visit online at dinsdaleauto.com. Rebates and 0% APR available to qualified buyers.
Teams break the huddle, and Grand Island Northwest will move from right to left. York will move from left to right. York in their navy blue and Vegas gold trim, and also the little Vegas gold for Northwest in their black, predominantly black uniforms. Northwest right to left, York left to right. As you view it along your radio dial, we're glad you're with us here for the state volleyball tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Of course, the story here is not just for Northwest to win today, but to win tomorrow, avenge that loss to Waverly, and then head on to the championships for the sixth straight year and try and break that little gridlock that they have of five straight runner-up finishes. It'll be Neely Hall to serve it away here for Grand Island Northwest, and we are ready to get our match underway. Hall, conventional serve right down the middle. York passes to the outside. Let's see how the nerves are for the Dukes right away. Left-handed attack by Stevens to take it across. Northwest, not a clean pickup, and they have to send a free ball over to the Dukes. Here is the set. Go to the outside. The attack is off the top of the tape. It didn't get over. Four hits will be called as Stevens couldn't quite get it to clear the net, and Northwest will pick up the first point on the attack air. Going on serve for Neely Hall. Again, state tournament, best of five, three out of five, and just late in October, Northwest swept York. Right side attack here by the Dukes is off the back line from Aaliyah Rosno. Rosa now couldn't get that one in, and Northwest up 2-0. And you have to think York full of nerves right now as they send four back defensively. Deep serve couldn't quite get out of the way, it looked like, but it does go deep and out of bounds. So a service error there from Hall and a side out for the York Dukes. Rosanon is serving away now. Leah, 6 foot outside hitter. Good knuckleball serve that's picked up in the back row by Northwest. Get a good set to the outside. Near side kill for Plocky. Blackie gets her first kill. She is second on the team in kills behind Mackenzie Brown. And Northwest will take a 3-1 lead. Back to serve it away now will be Angelica Carlini. She checks in, throws that knuckleball across. York keeps it in the back row. Miscommunication, a serve for Carlini. Got a little help on that one. And it's 5-4-1. Grand Island Northwest here in our opening set. Carlini serve. Again, keeps it in the middle. Digs up there on Kaler. It's taken across from the outside by Malik. Set to the outside for Northwest. Little tip across there. The Dukes are ready. They'll dump it across with the center, Stevens. Stevens throws it across. Outside attack. Northwest is blocked up front. He's blocked by York. And give it to Dacia Stewart. And it's 4-2, Northwest. Side out here for York. And the libero, Liz Harlow, will go back and serve it away. Harlow serve, cuts it to the deep right-hand corner, picked up by Warner, set to the 10-foot line. The attack is blocked again. Northwest picks it up on their side. Again, they'll go to the left wing. That time it's rifled across by Mackenzie Brown. Duke gets it back over. Right side attack by Northwest is down and good this time. From the right corner, it was blocking. And that'll be her second kill to put Northwest up by a score of 5-2. Kaylee Warner will now serve it away here for the Vikings. Warner, knuckleball deep, a serve. Kaylee Warner with the first ace here for the Vikings. Make it two aces. She's got one to make it 6-2. Crowd continues to filter in here. As Northwest, of course, trying to fill up their side, the Central Catholic fans will be here and SCOTUS fans soon. And the ace is negated by the service error. So a couple of ace serves, but also a couple of service errors here for Grand Island Northwest. Early in game one, it is 6-3. Back to serve it away now, Sarah Stevens for the Dukes, who have a good mixture of seniors and juniors. Middle attack by Northwest down and good. Mackenzie Brown leads this team in kills with 226, but it's very balanced. You've got five girls between 137 and 226 for Grand Island Northwest. 7-3 for the Vikings. And back to serve it away will be Plocky. Goes cross court, back corner, back set attack here for York. Is going to be off the back tape by Rosano. And it's 8-3 Northwest. Northwest has done a little bit of everything. Ace serves, getting a couple of errors in there. Knuckleball serve across again from Plocky. Set, overset, close to the net, tipped across. Trouble for Northwest. They can't play it. York will pick up their first kill. And that's Aaron Malik. And Malik will now go back to serve the volleyball away at 8-4 Northwest. Right down the middle it goes to the libero and Broich. Set to the outside. Good look. Near side kill for Morgan Westfall. So Coach Rose likes to use a lot of players that she has. Good volleyball team here at Grand Island Northwest. And plenty of kids that can come in and take care of things. Westfall, 137 kills coming in. Now waiting to serve it away will be Mackenzie Brown. Brown, kind of a flat-footed serve, passed all the way up into the rafters. York will have to set off the net, 10-foot line. They'll roll it across there with Rosano. Northwest, free ball, right side, kill. Morgan Westfall gets her second. And it's 10-4, Grand Island Northwest, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout by the York Dukes as they trail 10-4. We're back after this for the state volleyball tournament.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
York timeout. We're back to action. Northwest swing into the middle of the net. It's blocked. It spins along the net. Back over to the Dukes. Back row attack is out of bounds from Malik at 11-4. Grand Island Northwest at the service line. Mackenzie Brown looking for three in a row. Northwest getting two at a time as they're back there to pull away early in game one. Serve comes down the middle. It's overpassed by the libero in Harlow and out of bounds for the third service ace here for Grand Island Northwest. Not a lot of long rallies so far. Errors and a handful of kills, five of them so far for Northwest. This time Harlow handles it, passes right side. They're going to go on the angle attack, dug out in the back row by Broik. Northwest will roll it across with the tip from Sorhan, and it is out of bounds. Point for the Dukes. Of course, Sorhan, a member of the Grand Island Central Catholic program until this year, transferring over to Northwest. And still Central Catholic makes the state tournament with a whole new lineup. Now back to serve it away. Just off the back line is Kaler. Had a nice little jump serve that almost caught that tape, but almost doesn't get you a point here, and it's 13-5. Northwest will send Nicole Broik to serve it away, and Nikki fires it down the middle to Harlow, sent to the outside. York gets the kill with Elena Rosno, 13-6. But so far, York has not been able to score on their serve. And back to serve it away will be Olivia Stubbs. So Stubbs, the final server in this Duke rotation, the center, and deep and out of bounds. So back-to-back service errors here for the Dukes, making their first state tournament appearance since 1989. And Northwest is kind of cruising along right now. Neely Hall's back in there. Got him off to a 2-0 lead to start this match. And Hall will serve it away. Rolls it to the back middle. Good pickup there by Kaler. Right side attack is going to be angled out of bounds by Rosano. And right now, York just can't get anything in. Northwest hasn't been challenged at the net as far as putting it up a block yet because York keeps cutting it around that block, and they've had a bunch of errors. Serve across and passes off. York's going to have to pass it across to the 10-foot line. Free ball here for Northwest. Blocky with the set. Right side attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. So Northwest misses that swing from Warner on the set by Plocky, and back over to the York Dukes. It's going to be Elena Rosenau to serve it away. Rosenau takes a run at it, sends a soft serve across right at the 10-foot line, picked up by Sorhan. Middle attack by the Vikings is dug out there by Rosenau. Outside for the Dukes. They'll take it over that single block with Malik. Northwest picks it up. Here's Sorhan to roll it into the middle. A one-arm return, but it's out of bounds, and Sorhan will pick up the first kill by either team in quite a few points. Northwest 16 and York 7 here in the first set. Best of five in this Class B state tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back to serve it away will be Angelica Carlini. And an in-the-net violation on Northwest on the return of serve. And back over to the Dukes, 16-8. If York could just get anything going, they'd be in this first set. They haven't had attack. They haven't had a lot of power, and yet they're not getting blown out of the water right now as Liz Harlow serves it into the net, but they're not helping themselves in the service game. That is three service errors, and Northwest has put up three ace serves on them. 17-8, and Warner now back to serve it away here for the Vikings. Warner puts a little more on that one, picked up back corner by Malik. They're going to set it to the back row, and it's a standing spike that's blocked up front there by Mackenzie Brown, but the Dukes pick it up, and they return it over. Here's Brown on the left side. She finds the corner for her second kill. 18-8, Northwest now up by 10. And Kaylee Warner, who had an ace serve the first time she was back there, tries to get two in a row here. Warner fires that one deep middle, handled by Rosenau, set to the outside for the lefty in Stevens, dug out but into the back row for Northwest. They'll end up passing it across there with Hall. Good job by the Dukes. They should get a swing to the outside here. They do, but it's out of bounds. Not following through that time was Malik. And if you only take a half swing, it's going to sail it long, and that's exactly what happened. 19-8, Warner serves. Stays in the back row off of Malik. Going to have to be set across there by Rosenau. Northwest goes quick. They finally get something to the middle that time. But Kiesel couldn't get it to work, and Northwest is going to get the point anyway because York couldn't tap it over the net. We're going to get our second timeout. Northwest 20, York 8. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Out of the York timeout, Grand Island Northwest fires another ace serve across from Kaylee Werner. That's going to be her second. It is 21-8 here in the first set. Werner, a little more on that overpass right back to Northwest. They'll get into their offense, get to the outside, driven across by Brown and in the net on York. So out of the timeout, try to do a couple of things, and two quick points again for the Northwest Vikings. That's 6 points on serve for Werner here in the opening set. 22-8. Northwest is now rattled off 6 in a row. Serve is going to be a little wide this time and out of bounds. So back over to the York Dukes. 3 of their 9 points. In fact, make it 4 of their 9 points have come on Northwest service errors. And here comes Morgan Mallory into the game. Back row for the Vikings. And to serve it away for York is Sarah Stevens, trying to get a little something going here. Right side attack is going to be driven across by Blocky, dug out by York. They'll go outside, roll over that time by Malik. Easy dig made by Brown, and they'll dump it across here. Free ball slapped back over by the Dukes. They return it there with Stubbs, but Northwest comes from the 10-foot line, and Brown will drive it over. York tries a slide, but a double hit going to be called on the set. Point Northwest. And re-entering the ball game is going to be Morgan Westfall for Northwest, and to serve it away, Caitlin Plackey. 2 points away from a game one victory. Overpass on the serve in the net, going to be called on York. Stubbs just trying to keep it out of there, back into the net. And it's now 24-9. And Northwest in dominating fashion, as expected, is all over this first set. Plackey's serve, takes it across to Harlow the Libero, set to the outside, driven across by Malik, dug out Northwest, stays the back row, set up front, trying to tip it over is Brown and didn't get it over the net. So York will get into double digits here and send Malik back to serve it away. 24-10, game point number two here for Northwest. Malik serve, just got across, good dig up in the back row that time, and they'll take a back row swing with Carlini, and nobody picks it up, and that'll be the end of game number one. Well, it wasn't very pretty, but Northwest did what they had to do, and they dominate the opening set by a score of 25-10. We'll come back and look at the first set numbers in a minute. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High, where the first set numbers, not much to talk about for the York Dukes. They had one ace block from Dacia Stir, and they had one kill from Aaron Malik. They did not even pick up a point on their serve, and that was all they had. For Grand Island Northwest, Aaron Sorhan had a kill. Caitlin Plackey had two service points, two kills. Kaylee Werner, six service points. Two of them were aces. Morgan Westfall had two kills. Angelica Carlini had an ace serve and a kill. Neely Hall, three service points. Mackenzie Brown, three service points. One was an ace, two kills. Northwest, eight kills, no ace blocks, four ace serves. As you can tell, that means 13 errors by York. 25-10, Northwest in game one. We'll head to the second set after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Olivia Stubbs to serve it away here for the York Dukes to get game two underway. And Northwest picks up, goes to Sorhan on the outside, blocked up front. Give the ace block to number 18, Aaliyah Rosenau. And that is a little something to get York going here. They actually pick up a point on serve for the first time. It gives them the lead, albeit 1-0. But you got to start somewhere. And the serve goes back middle there to Broich. Going to be tipped across by Grand Island Northwest, Caitlin Plackey for the kill. And it's 1-1. That'll be her third kill overall. Caitlin, who has 193 kills, also has 349 sets. So she does a little bit of everything for Northwest as Kaylee Werner will serve it across. Back set right side. York punches it across there with Rosenau. Back over to Plotty on the right side. Dug out by the Dukes, and Kaler stays in the back row, though, and a free ball coming over to Northwest. Nice high one, too. Here is the set by Neely Hall, and the middle attack is down and good in quick fashion by Werner. First kill for Kaylee Werner, and it's 2-1 Northwest. Angelica Carlini serving it away. My bad, it was Carlini last time and not Werner. Left side attack, down and good for the York Dukes. Off the tip, give the kill to Sarah Stevens. Second kill here for York, 2-2, game two. Opening game went to Northwest, 25-10. Here's Aaliyah Rosenau. Rosenau takes a run at it and fires that across. Good strong serve. Carlini picked it up. It's chased down there by Broich and knocked across. York's got a chance to get a good swing on the outside. It's down and good by Sarah Stevens. That makes it 3-2, York. And back to serve it away will be Rosenau again. So a little something there. Didn't seem like a big old rah-rah speech between games. Just York maybe a little more relaxed than they were coming out in the first set. Northwest fakes the slide. They go middle to Plotky. It's driven across for the kill. Caitlin leads the team now with four kills. It's 3-3. Northwest subs back in with Kennedy, Kiesel, and Kaylee Werner to serve it away. Serve across. It's deep and out of bounds. So Northwest has had just as many aces as they have errors. And back into the ball game will be the libero in Broich. Back to serve it away will be the York libero in Liz Harlow. Harlow serve. Floats it down the middle. Passes well played to the right side. Hall, the attack down and good again by Plackey, and that's her fifth. Northwest ties it again at four. And back to serve it away will be Broich. She is the Mike. No, excuse me. It will not be Broich. It will be a Plackey. Plackey serves it across. York pass close to the net. They keep it out. Middle attack down and good. Little old dunk that time for Kaler. And York leads it by a score of 5-4. Serving it away now for the Dukes will be Sarah Stevens. Doesn't waste any time. Northwest has to keep it out of their own net. Good job by Plackey to do that. Free ball here. Outside attack for York is blocked up front that time by Kiesel, and it's going to be passed back over. Northwest tries to set it right back at them. They're ready for it on the York side. They'll overset it across there with Stubbs. Rally going Northwest. Right side attack down and good by Morgan Westfall. That was actually the longest rally we've had so far in this match, and it's 5-5. Mackenzie Brown now back to serve it away for Northwest, and Aaron Sorhan re-enters the front row here for Grand Island Northwest. 5-5, game two. Best of five here at the state tournament. As the serve across Northwest goes to the outside, big swing for York and Erica Kaler, and she's going to get the kill. Northwest got a hand on it and then was called for the lift. Kaler with her second kill. And we mentioned game one, York wasn't playing well at all. Northwest was winning, but they weren't doing much. And I think you can see how that is catching up with them here a little bit. As the serve is across, Northwest has got to pick their pace up a little bit as Sorhan drives it across. Tap right back at him by Kaler. Here's Sorhan again. This time it's down and good. Aaron with her second kill, 6-6. And now the libero, Nicole Broick, will go back and serve it away. First set went to Northwest easily, 25-10. Brooke takes her time, fires it across the court, picked up there by Harlow. Set outside, swing by the Dukes, and Rosenau gets the kill. 7-6 York, and to serve it away will be Kaler. And Kaler looking for her first point on serve. Only got one chance the first time around in the first set. A lot of top spin on that one. Pass towards the net. Northwest scrambles to get it over. Free ball here for the Dukes. Stubbs sets outside. Tap, kill, down and good. Rosenau. York 8 and Northwest 6. Coach Rose off the bench for a little bit of instructions out there. No timeout, though. Kaler to serve. Kaler chop serve this time. Good top spin on it. Barely picked up on the back row, and a double hit called on the Northwest setter. So the mistakes are piling up right now for the Vikings. And it is 9-6 York. Let's see how long Kaler can keep a little run going here. Jump serve again. That one's deep. Either you get a lot of top spin on it and it dives, or you hit one like that and it goes to the back wall. So a side out here for Northwest. And back in is Neely Hall to serve it away. 9-7 York with a surprise lead here in game two. Serve floats right down the middle of Harlow. Pass to the 10-foot line. That's where they're going to have to take the swing, and it's wide that time from Rosenau out of bounds. So Hall will serve it away again. Picked up a few points from that service line in game one. Takes a little slow trot after that serve. Now punches it across. Set to the outside. Here's Rosenau off the attempted block. Northwest picks it up. Goes to Sorhan. Left side, block, out of bounds. No, they're going to say it hit the tape and ricocheted out of bounds. No block, so an attack error. Didn't get over the net. Attack error by Sorhan. And that'll give it over to York. 10-8 on the attack error. Stubbs to serve it away. Set by Hall. Middle attack, another error by Northwest. 11-8 York. Stubbs will go back and serve it away again. She started this game with getting York on the board, coming off the ace block from Rosenau, and they've been hanging in there. Here's a high soft serve, passed above the net, and Northwest double hit. And a point for York. They're up 12-8. And again, it is really nothing that York is doing spectacular, but Northwest is just piling up a variety of errors right now. They're not in sync. Outside attack, trying to change that. Plackey is blocked at the net. Back Northwest has to set it across. Free ball here. Stubbs sets to the outside. Stevens off the block. Back pedaling to make the play will be Brown. Right side attack is driven across by Plackey, and that one is good. So finally a little rally there, and Plackey has four kills in this game. Northwest is driven across. Angelica Carlini. trailing 12-9, although York dominated in that first game. Northwest winning it 25-10. Here come the Dukes to the outside of another kill for Sarah Stevens. 13-9, the Dukes trying to wake up the city of Grand Island here by putting a number on the board that would surprise everyone. Rosenau to serve it away. York 15-14, Northwest 32-2, and we're going to get a serve that is not passed back across. Three hits on it, couldn't get it over. 14-9, and Northwest will finally burn the timeout. York has scored 5 of the last 6 points, and after only scoring 10 total points in game 1, it's 14-9 York in game 2. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters. With a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel, you're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
In other volleyball action at the state tournament, Millard West has taken the first set from Lincoln Southwest in Class A, 25-21. Rosenau out of the timeout with an ace serve. 15-9, York leading Northwest here in game number 2. Rosenau stays at that service line, puts a little more power on it, picked up there by Broich. Pass to the 10-foot line, tipped across, and getting into the kill is Flackey. Good vision there by the 5'10 junior for Northwest to get that ball back over. And now Werner's going to go back and serve it away. Northwest needs to get something going here, obviously. Serve across to Rosenau. Good pass, outside attack this time by the Dukes. Is stuffed up front. Ace block. Kennedy, Kiesel, and Flackey. Give Kiesel the first ace block of this match for Northwest. Makes it 15-11. And Werner, who has led the team in serving so far in this match, serves again. Rolled across there by Malik. Northwest gets to the outside. Brown takes it off the tape. Pops it up in the back row. Picked up by Kaler. Outside attack Stevens. Block. York with a good dig to keep it alive. Rosenau will take it across for the kill. Off a tip. It's shot deep. And for Elena Rosenau, her third kill. 8 kills already in this set after getting just 1 in the opening game. Back to serve it away will be Liz Harlow. Northwest sets right side. Flackey down and good. Now right now, Flackey's the only one that's keeping Northwest even in game 2. And she'll go back and serve it away. And back into the front row will be Morgan Westfall. 16-12 York. Dukes need to keep it going here. Stevens to the outside. Block digs her own block. Run down by Harlow in the back row. Has to be set across by Rosenau. Dig is made. Westfall set it close to the net. Nobody can get it over. Westfall, not your center, but she had to take over that duty and didn't put it where anybody could get to it. 17-12, York and Sarah Stevens now to serve it away. Now it's starting to get a little serious. We're getting awful close to getting to 20 here. Can Northwest get things turned around? Rolled across by Brown. York picks it up and punches it back across there. Malik, short set, middle, punched across by Kiesel. Here's the set by Stubbs. Middle attack blocked up front by Northwest. York able to run it down. It's in the back row. Have to pass it across Stevens. Free ball here for the Vikings. Flackey sets to the outside. Here comes Brown. Another roll across. Dig made by York. Stubbs dumps it across, but was wide and out of bounds. So the setter dump did not work. Point for Northwest. Again, earlier today, your winners so far at the state tournament, Papillion-La Vista South, Waverly, North Platte St. Pat's, and Exeter Milligan beat Howells Dodge 19-17 in the fifth. Brown now serves it across, overpass, joust at the net, pushed over by Kiesel, quickly returned by York. The Dukes await the attack on the outside. The Dukes with a block up front by Malik. Northwest saves. Brown will set it across. Free ball here. Right side on the slide. Down and good for Aaron Kaler. 18-13 New York. And it'll be Malik to go back and serve it away. Well, York has some excitement in the football season. Could they produce some here at the state tournament? Outside Sorhan blocked but out of bounds. Not by much. It was wide, not deep. And Sorhan will get her third kill. Back to serve it away will be Broik. Nikki with an 18-14 deficit. Trouble on the serve, receive, saved, and the outside attack is driven home by Rosenau. Well, I think Northwest was just like I was. Didn't look like they were going to get any kind of a swing after that bad serve receive, but they happened to pass it right where Rosenau needed to be, and she got one of the best swings of the night. 19-14, Kaler to serve. York leading game two. Outside attack. There's a good look down and good for Werner. Only her second kill of this match. Side out for Northwest. But Northwest has only scored 3 points on their serve here in game two. First set went to Northwest 25-10. York has led almost all the way and is up 19-15 in the second. And the Dukes, Rosenau on the outside, decides to roll it across. Brown with a dig. Set outside for Sorhan. She's blocked. Great back row pickup that time by Broik to keep the point alive. And sent across to the Dukes. They try to hustle it up here with Northwest out of system. Rosenau block. Deflected off Harlow. Ace block for Blocky. Big point there for Northwest. Enough of the going back and forth. Northwest needed to get something. And they do. With Neely Hall on the serve. Hall serve. Deep corner picked up there by Stevens. Pass up Stubbs. Rosenau on the attack. The dig is made by Brown. Set to Sorhan. Left wing. Gets the middle. Oh, no. They changed their mind. They call it out. At first, the Lions judge started to point in and then whipped that flag up. Said, no, it is out. And Sorhan has had a few errors to go along with those three kills. Stubbs to serve it away here for York. Northwest sets middle. Here's the attack driven across on the middle by Werner, and it's going to be good for a kill. Haley with her third kill, but York has made it to 20 points first. It's the Dukes 20 and the Vikings 17 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. And we have a replay coming up here. There was someone tying their shoe or a ball loose, so they'll have to replay the point here. Carlini hadn't even served it yet. Here we go. Carlini ace. A little miscommunication on the York sideline. 20-18. The Dukes are going to go ahead and call a timeout. They don't want to wait till Northwest comes all the way back. They're trying to keep this lead. Northwest won the opener 25-10, but York leads game two 20-18. You're listening to the Class B State Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Our producer, engineer Merritt Lawson, Doug Duda back with you here at Grand Island Senior High for the State High School Volleyball Tournament opening day. And out of the York timeout, Northwest serves it out of bounds. York 21, Northwest 18. Second set, and Aaliyah Rosenau to serve it away. York trying to pull a stunner. It hits the tape and goes over, but it had popped up enough for Hall to pass it across, and then Northwest just flicks one across. And the kill going to and they're going to give that to Plocky. That'll be her ninth kill. All she was doing was trying to pass it across and was able to pick it up for a free point. 21-19. So now Werner to serve it across. Northwest runs into each other here, and they have to pass it over. Free ball. Stubbs sets to Stevens on the outside. She's blocked. The dig is made by Malik. York tries it again. Back set. Stevens just off the back line. Big call. Point goes to Northwest. 21-20. Werner on the serve. Trying to tie it up here late in game two. Stubbs sets outside. Here's the attack. Deep out of bounds. They do get a tip call, though. York gets the tip. And Erin Malik will get her first kill of this game. 22-20. Back to serve it away will be Liz Harlow for the Dukes, trying to even this up at a set apiece. Across it comes to Carlini. The set by Hall, right side, driven right down the middle for an easy one for Plackey. Lackey has 8 kills in this set alone, keeping Northwest close the whole way, and now she'll go back to serve. Katie Plackey to try and tie it up. Down the middle it goes to Rosado. Set outside for Stevens. The lefty is blocked. It falls on the side of York, but they dig it up. And now a back row attack by Rosado. She mishit it. It's out of bounds, and we are tied as Northwest has scored 4 of the last 5 points. It's 22-22. Each team has a timeout remaining. Plackey, a little more aggressive. Rosado gets it to the 10-foot line on serve receive. Outside, it's rolled across there by Malik. Northwest picks it up to Brown. Drove it into her own net, or was it blocked? Doesn't matter. It landed inbounds. I think that was going to be 4 hits, but they weren't signaling that way because the official looked to see if it was inbounds or not. And a timeout by Grand Island Northwest. Point goes to the York Dukes. It's 23-22, and we'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda along with Frank Green and Mark Baldwin here at Grand Island Senior High with state volleyball action. As Sarah Stevens now will serve it away, up 23-22. It's tipped across by Northwest. Diving save, free ball. Northwest overpass to him again. Vikings down one late in this second set, but a big kill by Westfall. 23-23, and Northwest still has a chance here to go up 2-0. As Mackenzie Brown will serve it away. Brown trying to give Northwest their first lead of this game. And she serves it nearly wide. That might have went out of bounds, but it's played by Rosanon. Has to be set across by Stubbs. Free ball here for Northwest. Set to the right side. Westfall again. Termination, and it'll be game point. And out of nowhere here, Northwest has a chance to pull things out in game number 2. A timeout will be taken by York. Both teams are now out of timeouts. Northwest scoring after being down 21-18. They have scored 6 of the last 8 points. They're up 24-23 and have the serve. We'll keep it right here and remind you that following this match, it's Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS. That'll start at 2. Then Wood River and Hardington Cedar Catholic at 4. And tonight, Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran at 8:30. Mackenzie Brown now to serve it away for the first time in the second set. Grand Island Northwest has the lead, and it puts them to game point at 24-23. And Brown serve. 3 on serve receive for York. It's deep. It is out of bounds. Wide. Thought the last one might be wide. This time York got out of the way, and it was wide. Real gutsy to let it go. We're tied at 24. And Aaron Malik to serve for the Dukes. Taking across there to the libero, and they pass it into the net. Boyd couldn't get it up to her center. It's an ace serve. York 25, Northwest 24. And Aaron Malik to serve. Game point number 1 for the York Dukes. And you can hear the crowd. Serves across. Pass off the mark. Northwest runs it down. But all they can do is punch it across. Free ball here for the Dukes. Stubbs, right side attack, down and good, and York is going to win it with Erica Kaler. Unbelievable. York takes a set from Northwest after just getting run over in the opening set, 25-10. York takes the second set, 26-24. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life.
with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Welcome back to State Volleyball Tournament action here on Classic Hits. Here's the numbers I had from the second set. For Northwest, Aaron Sorhan, two kills. Caitlin Plackey had a service point, an ace block, and eight kills. Kaylee Werner had two service points, three kills. Morgan Westfall, two kills. Angelica Carlini was able to pick up two service points. One was an ace. Neely Hall had two service points. Mackenzie Brown, a service point, and Kendi Kiesel had an ace block. 15 kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve for Northwest. For York, Olivia Stubbs, three service points. Leah Rosanoff, three service points. One was an ace block, and four kills. Then you move down to Erica Kaler, two service points, four kills. Erin Malik, two service points, one was an ace and a kill. Sarah Stevens, an ace block and three kills. York, 12 kills, two ace blocks and two ace serves. And in a shocker, the Dukes take game two, 26-24. So the number one and eight seeds are even at a game apiece. We head to the third set after this timeout on KKPR.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
And we're underway with a Northwest serve to start game three. York on the attack, and Northwest will be called into the net. And so York picks up the first point to go up 1-0, and they'll put Leah Rosenau to serve it. She's going to return the favor by serving it out of bounds, and we're tied at one. The winner will take on Waverly, who had a tough three-set victory over Elkhorn South in the opening game. And one of the two losses Northwest has had this year came to Waverly. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Outside attack here by the Dukes is going to go into the net. And a point for Grand Island Northwest off Carlini's serve. Northwest, that's the first set that they have lost since Elkhorn South beat them way back in September. They're like Kearney Catholic, haven't lost a set forever. Stars lost one of the district final. As York goes middle attack, they're looking for the tip. It looked like it might have been tip, but they're not going to get that call on the swing from Sarah Stevens. So the error makes it 3-1 Northwest. Carlini serve. One of those where Northwest obviously knew that they were the better team here, and don't know if they were overlooking York so far or not, but they're going to have to pick it up, and they have an attack error on the outside. Brown, when you've been to the state finals 5 years in a row and you come in as the number one seed, you're going to expect to get back there. Your focus is on winning Saturday, but you can't win Saturday unless you get by today, obviously. And the serve across by Harlow for York. Rolled across for another kill for Plackey. She has a match-high 11 kills now, far and away more than anybody else in the match. Nobody else with more than four on either team. And side out now for Kaylee Werner. Werner fires it down the middle. Strong one to Rosenau. Good pass up to Stubbs. Here's the middle attack. Blocked up front by Northwest. Good pickup there by Kayla to return it over. Now Brown on the attack. Another good dig by the Dukes. They dump it over with Stevens. York has picked up their game. Brown tips it across. Free ball here for Stubbs. Goes middle. It's going to be shoved into the back corner that time by Kayla. Northwest dumps it across with the center Hall. They're ready at the net. Middle attack. And Northwest is going to get the point. And Kennedy Kiesel gets the job done to get the ball back to Northwest at 5-2. And Werner serves. She leads the team with nine so far. Stevens on the outside. It hit the net. Popped up over to Northwest. Free ball driven right back there by Kiesel. It's passed about, overpassed again, and Kennedy gets another one. Back-to-back kills by Kennedy Kiesel. Gets the kill. Try and give you some updates from some of the other 11 a.m. matches here in just a moment. A couple of them got started later than this one as the serve is across by Werner again. Outside Stevens off the tip. Werner picks it up in the back row. Here's the set by Hall. Tapped across by Plackey. Stubbs will set it up for York. On the outside, it's pushed across that time by Malik. Northwest sets outside Brown. Near side attack right there waiting for is Harlow. Has to be redirected across by the Dukes. It is. Right side now, Warner. And out of bounds. She tried to just set it in that back open corner and missed it. Point York. We're even at a game apiece. And in the third set, Northwest leads York 6-3 out of the best of five. Stevens to serve it across now for the Dukes. Pass to the outside. Northwest drives it across. York passes it close to the crowd. Run down there. And Rosenau gets it back into play and pushed across. Free ball here for Northwest. Warner blocked up front. Good. Dig that time by Broik to keep it alive. Here's Brown. She'll get the kill. Give credit that time to Nikki Broik for keeping that alive. And Brown will pick up her third kill. First since the opening set. Northwest on top by a score of 7-3. In C2, North Lutheran High Northeast leads Freeman 2-0, and Sutherland took the first set from Alma 25-21 in D1. Right side attack Northwest. Good swing that time from Westfall, but York picks it up. They find a way to get it across. Free ball here. Set Plocky in the middle, driven down for another Kennedy Kiesel kill. So all of a sudden, she's getting involved in the match. Millard West now up on Lincoln Southwest. 2-0 in Class A, and with that kill, a timeout by York. We're even at a set apiece, and Northwest leads the third 8-3. We're back after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Out of the York timeout, an overpass kill for Morgan Westfall makes it 9-3 Northwest, and Katie Plackey serves it across here for the Vikings as we get back to action. Brown on the attack. Dig is made by Rosenau, set to the middle. Tip barely got over that. Touched there by Westfall and punched back across by Kiesel. Here is a set to the outside. York, big swing down and good. Erin Malik with her third. Northwest won the opening set 25-10. York avoided a game point to win the second set 26-24, and now Northwest leads the third 9-4. But Malik to serve it away for the Lady Dukes. From the 10-foot line, Westfall rolls it across. Dig made by Stevens. Stubb sets to the outside. Rosenau on the line with the angle. Gives the kill to Elena Rosenau. She leads the team with 5 kills. 4 for Kaler, 3 for Malik and Stevens. And another serve here for Erin Malik, who got the last two to win the second set. Here's a long set to the outside. Big swing by Westfall. Goes off the top of the net into the back row. Rosenau with the swing. Picked up there by Broit. To the right side, Northwest gets the termination. Morgan Westfall, her 6th. 10-5. Grand Island Northwest starting to play a little bit better. We talked about that last game when we talked about the first two sets. They just watched York make a bunch of errors in game one, and then York significantly cut down on those in game two and knocked them off. Here is Rosenau on the outside, very close to the net, and she'll hammer it down. Alea with her 6th kill, 10-6. And now it will be Taylor back to serve it away. So York trying to scratch their way back into game number 3 here after taking the first set from Northwest. Since the middle of September, here's a slide right side. Keeper, got it. 4th kill for Kennedy, and they're all in this game, and they're only 11 points on the board so far. In fact, it had been 25 matches since Northwest had given up a loss in just a single set, and the attack here by Rosenau is out of bounds, so 12-6. York's got to find a way to keep some of that adrenaline going here. Northwest trying to slowly drain the Dukes of the momentum that they had to use in game number two. Broich to serve again after picking up the point. Good line drive serve picked up by Harlow. Stays in the back row. Communication error. They have to pass it over. Free ball Northwest. That means bad things, but bad things for Northwest. They miss another one. The attack error makes it 12-7. And back to serve it away for York is going to be Olivia Stubbs. So Northwest flat here in this morning contest, but Westfall able to come in and help them out. So Morgan Westfall, Kennedy Kiesel starting to step up here a little bit. Westfall, fifth on the team in kills, so trying to help her team out here as the serve by Neely Hall. Easily across. Stubbs sets to the outside. Stevens got underneath that one and sent it long. 14-7 now, Grand Island Northwest. York has already used a timeout when they fell behind 8-3. It's all been up to York whether they have been able to keep the errors down or not. Here is Stubbs set. Rosenau. Rosenau blocked up front. Aaron Sorhan with the block. She was teaming up there with Kaylee Warner. And that'll make it 15-7. Grand Island Northwest now starting to pull away here in game number three. More of like what we saw in game one, just not as many errors. York goes right side, and taking it across there is going to be Rosada. Picked up and passed over by Northwest. Free ball here. Stevens blocked up front. Sorhan again. Aaron Sorhan with two blocks in a row, and a timeout will be called by York. So Northwest now is finally got something going. 16-7 Vikings were even at a set apiece between Northwest and York here at the state volleyball tournament.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
For a better life, for you and your family.
Back to work, back to play, back to life. That's the goal of Grand Island Physical Therapy. With 25 years in business and over 100 years of combined experience, GIPT is the largest rehab provider in central Nebraska. Their specialized therapists work with all parts of the body and all diagnoses. Great people, great service, great results. Grand Island Physical Therapy, online at GrandIslandPT.com.
Come back to action. Northwest picks up another point on the attack error up front by York. And give the point to Neely Hall. Hall drives it across, makes it 17-7. Set to the outside, Stevens. Stevens drives it over, picked up in the back row there by Broich. Here is Soran on the outside. The attack down and good. It is 18-7. Six in a row now by Grand Island Northwest. Soran with her fourth kill. And Neely Hall, first in that service rotation, showing why now. Floats this across to Harlow. Here's the set middle. Rosada dumps it across, and they're going to get it dug out, but a lift will be called on Northwest. They got it passed over, but a lift called and give the point to Rosada. Her seventh kill, 18-8. Rosada to serve. And Aaliyah takes a run at it, fires it deep and out of bounds. 19-8, Grand Island Northwest, trying to go up 2-1 after unexpectedly losing the second set. Now Carlini will come in and serve it away. Carlini takes a little extra time. Half step off the net. Falls over for the ace. That's our first ace in a while, but the third of the match for Carlini. And it's 20-8. After we were setting it 10-6, it's 10-2 over the next 12 points. 20-8, Grand Island Northwest. Carlini. Again, that half step, fires it down the middle to Rosenau. Stubbs sets to the outside. Here's the swing by Kaler. One arm up in the back row. Northwest gets it passed across. Back row attack, Rosenau. She's blocked up front that time. It's going to go to number four, Caitlin Blackie. Again, Werner's up there, but they keep trying to get it around her, and they send it into the other blocker, which was Sorhan a couple of times. 21-8. Carlini to serve again as the Dukes Go to the right side. First swing for Dacia Stewart. Picked up by Northwest. They go middle for a kill from Kaylee Werner. Had been way too long since Werner's name had been heard from up front. 22-8. York has used both of their timeouts. They'll have to settle in and hope they can find some set four magic like they did in the second set. Serve right down the line. It's an ace. Nobody could pick it up after that. The pass didn't go anywhere where they wanted to. And Carlini now with her fourth ace serve. 23-8 Northwest. They won the first set 25-10. York won the second set 26-24. Serve over to Rosanna. Stubbs sets to the outside. Big swing and a one arm up in the back row by Carlini. Close to the net. Good job that time to keep it out of that hall. Equally good to get the back row by Kaler for York. Back row swing by Rosanna. Hit the net and went over. Quite the rally there. Good hustle on both sides of the net. But Rosanna's going to get the point, and York will finally get to serve again after a 5-0 run by Northwest. And Harlow to serve. Seemed like she was just back there. Set right side, blocked up front by the Dukes. Off the swing that time of Werner, but then it's passed back across for the kill. And that'll make it 24-9. And back to serve it away, Kaylee Werner to try and put it away here. Werner's serve is deep and out of bounds. So side out for York, 24-10. Stevens to serve here until we finish up game number three. Stevens serve. Good pass across. Outside Brown. Stevens with the dig. Harlow with the dig or the pass after that. And set to the outside. Hall. Back set Northwest right side. And that's going to finish things up for Caitlin Flackey. Her 12th kill and game number three goes to Grand Island Northwest. The two games they've won are 25-10. Northwest gave up the second set 26-24. We'll be back with the numbers and get ready for set four in a minute on Classic Hits.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
Back here at the state volleyball tournament at Grand Island Senior High, let's take a look at the numbers from set number three. First off for York, I had Elena Rosanna with four kills. Then you slide down to Erin Malik. She had the only service point of that game and one kill, and that's it. Five kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. For Northwest, Erin Sorhan, two ace blocks and a kill. Katie Flackey had a couple of service points, an ace block and two kills. Kaylee Werner had two service points and a kill. Morgan Westfall had three kills. Angelica Carlini had six service points, two of them aces. Neely Hall had five service points, one kill. Nicole Broich had a service point. Mackenzie Brown had one kill. And Kennedy Giesel had four kills. 13 kills, three ace blocks and two ace serves as Grand Island Northwest takes the third set 25-10. They're up two games to one. We'll head to the fourth set right after this on Classic Hits.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive has a new vehicle to fit your style with rebates to stretch your dollar. Like the 2012 Cadillac SRX with six cylinders, Xeon Blue Metal exterior, model number 87700. On sale now with an available $4,000 rebate or 0% APR for 60 months. Your price with rebate, $34,988. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park and Webb Road in Grand Island or visit online at dinsdaleauto.com. Rebates and 0% APR available to qualified buyers.
West is serving away after taking a 1-0 lead here. Sorhan got a kill they called in the net on York anyway. So Carlini serves it across, and we're back into the point. 1-0 to start the fourth set, Northwest. Outside, termination, Mackenzie Brown. Just her fourth the team leader in kills, just her fourth kill of this first match of the state tournament. We'll update some total stats here for you in a minute, but Carlini to serve it across, try to get Northwest out of here. As Rosano, middle attack, one arm up in the back row by Carlini is a beaut. Brown tips it across. Rosano has to keep it alive. York scrambles. Back row, they'll punch it over, and it's in. Getting a point out of nowhere is Erica Kaler. So York on the board. Lackey leads the way with 12 kills for Northwest, 7 for Morgan Westfall, 5 for Sorhan. And for York, 8 for Rosana, and 5 now for Kaler as Rosana serves it across. Hall sets, middle attack, down and good for Plackey again. That's number 13, 3-1, Grand Island Northwest. And back to serve it away now will be Kaylee Werner. The winner gets Waverly tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Hartwell Event Center. Werner, deep serve out of bounds. Side out for the York Dukes. It's 3-2. Any other volleyball updates? Nothing has moved on. Lutheran High is up 2 over Freeman. Sutherland won the first set from Alma. And in A, Millard West was leading Lincoln Southwest 2-0. Here it's 2-1. Northwest leading York. And the ball is on the northwest side of the court. They'll get it to Brown from the 10-foot line. She'll roll it across. Dig is made by Malik. Middle attack blocked up front that time by Plackey. Still alive. Here's Stevens. Blocked again. Dug out again by York. Two good digs off the block. Set across for a free ball here for Grand Island Northwest. Hall back set. Plackey had to run it down. Almost good enough. Rosenau got it over. Couple of one arm ups by Northwest. Both teams had a system struggling to get that ball back across. Hall sets right side, and Northwest with the kill. Katie Plackey, number 14. 4-1, Grand Island Northwest. And back to serve it away will be Plackey. Westfall back in to play the front row here for the Northwest Vikings. 32-2, ranked number one. They're the number one seed. And the serve is across. Malik has it, set to the outside. Here's Stevens. The lefty drives it over. Plackey has it. It's at the net. Tipped over by Westfall. York's able to dig it out. Short set stubs. A little off the mark, and it's tipped down anyway by Kaler. Point for the Lady Dukes. York in their first state tournament since 1989. A 23-year drought for the Dukes. And even if they don't win this one, they can say we're heading the right direction. Took a set off Northwest. Here's Brown, tips it over for a Viking kill. Fifth kill for McKenzie, two of them here early in game four. Still to come in Class B later today. The second half, bottom half of the bracket will be played at the Hartland Event Center tonight. Sydney and Norris at 6:30. Gretna and Omaha Gross will play at 8:30. Here is Brown to serve it across back row. They get it to the outside. The Dukes will drive it over with Taylor. Northwest has it. Here's the set by Flackey. And then knocked across softly. York's got a chance here. Then it's blocked at the net that time by Kiesel. York digs it out again. Take it over to Broich. Here's a wide set to Sorhan. She's blocked. The dig made by Kiesel. Good rally going here. Here's Westfall. Out of bounds deep. Point York. But again, the Dukes, outside of that second set, have had a heck of a time scoring on their serve. They had 0 points on their serve in the first set. They had one in the third set. And that's how you get beat 25-10. But it changes up right here with an ace serve from Erin Malik. That's her second ace serve here. She only had 17 the whole season. Rosano was their leading server in that department with 57. It's now 5-5. Back set right side in the net called on the York Dukes. Tap across there by Kiesel. York was trying to get over there and bumped into the net. Northwest 6-5. And Broich to serve it away here, the Northwest libero. And Broich serve, keeps it down the near side. York, good pass, Stubbs. Send it all the way out to Rosano. Angle attack picked up by Brown. Flackey with the set outside. Sorhan, they're going to say it was off a York finger. Point still alive. Middle attack that time driven over by Werner. Picked up by York, but the set is wide, and they can't do anything with it. Point Northwest, 7-5. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, York, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here in the opening day of the 2012 State High School Volleyball Tournament here in Class B from Grand Island Senior High. It will be on Northwest side. They're up 2-1. Tapped across there by Westfall. York now scrambling to keep it alive. They do. Free ball here for Northwest, trying to go quickly, but they just tip it across, and that allows York to catch up. But then the set way off, and another good save by Kaler. Another free ball. Sorehand says, that's enough of this, and drives it down. Northwest had multiple opportunities on that point, finally able to put it away. Boyk now looking for three in a row from the service line. This is where they have been able to pull away in the two sets that they've won, right about this point. Across over to Harlow, set to the 10-foot line. Rosanoff just got it over. Boyk gets it up to the net, shoved across by Warner, picked up York to the outside. Rosanoff again mishit it, mistimed her jump. 10-foot line, Sorehand rolls it over for her seventh kill. And York may be looking at a timeout. They'll take it right here. Your score in the fourth set is Northwest 9, York 5. The Vikings are up 2-1, and we'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Laser Tech has been putting the SERF back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Out of the timeout by York, Northwest serves it out of bounds, so it'll be York Duke ball. They'll serve it across and rolled over there by Kelly Werner, and picked back up after the Kelly Werner, right back to her and to the outside. The attack by Westfall into the net, and we've got the attack error to make it 9-7 Northwest. Fourth set, Northwest winning sets 1 and 3. York taking the middle set 26-24. And serving it away again will be Erica Kaler. Close to the net. It's set up there by Plackey. Pushed over by Warner. Now Rosanoff, big swing. Great dig. Free ball. Joust at the net. What a dig by Brown. He has to readjust the knee pads after sliding after that one. It's on the side of the York Dukes. Set across by Stewart. Free ball here. Plackey sets middle, and Warner drives it over where Malik makes the dig. Set back across now. Free ball again, Northwest. They'll go Sorehand. She'll terminate. That is 4 of her 8 kills here in the fourth set for Erin Sorehand. And back to serve it away is going to be Neely Hall. Hall with 9 points, 10 points from the service line, half of those in the third set. Across it goes to Harlow. Set to the wide side, Rosanoff. Off a good, solid double block, Northwest picks it up to Sorehand again. Sorehand off the block. It is an ace block for Stewart. Stewart and Stubbs, and they'll give it officially to Olivia Stubbs. And she and Stewart were both right there. And now Stubbs goes back to serve it away. York within two. Hall sets for Northwest. Outside attack going to be driven over by Plackey. Saved for York. They'll go to the outside of the drive there by Rosanoff. Is deep and out of bounds. Northwest is trying to survive here on opening day at the State High School Volleyball Tournament. As Carlini now goes back to serve it away. She's got 4 ace serves already in this match. Clips the net, overpass, and it falls on the Northwest side. The rare point for the libero and Liz Harlow. Northwest was hoping that that was going to be an ace. Instead, they don't even get the point. And Aaliyah Rosanon out to serve it away here for the York Lady Dukes. But into the net it goes. An attack error. In other volleyball action, Millard West has completed a sweep over Lincoln Southwest, 25-21, 17-20. And Sutherland is up 2-0 over Alma, 25-21, 25-17. And Lutheran High is up 2-1 on Freeman. Freeman winning the third set, 25-17. Here it's 12-9, fourth set, Northwest leading York. York goes to Stevens on the outside as we're back to action. Hall, back set right side, Plackey. Good one arm up by Stubbs. York to Stevens again. She's blocked again. Up that time by Malik. And Stevens with the block again. And this time, Will it come back? York gets it over three times in a row off three straight blocks. Now here comes the swing by Northwest, and Mackenzie Brown will drive it deep and out of bounds, but it is off of a tip, and so Brown will get credit for the kill, her sixth, 13-9. And in to serve it for Northwest is Mackenzie Burnham. Burnham just checking in for the first time in the match, and a back row attack driven across there by the York Dukes. And just about getting the kill is Taylor, and then it's passed back across for a Grand Island Northwest point. Some miscommunication there. Let's see who passed that one back over for Northwest. And Carlini is able to get that one passed back across for her second kill. And now the serve is going to go out of bounds. So some quick points that time on the service error. Northwest up 14-10 as we take care of some paperwork and get it back over to Liz Harlow. Don't forget Grand Island Central Catholic Columbus SCOTUS coming up next here at 2 o'clock on Classic Hits. Right side attack. Blocky blocked up front that time. Picked up by Northwest and set across by Hall. York to Stevens. The lefty from the right wing just taps it over. Now here comes Brown to drive it across. Middle attack here for York is in for the kill. Erica Kaler. We've had some pretty good points. About the last 4 points, though, have been real, I guess what you'd call herky-jerky. One-timers, quick attacks by the setter, and now the serve across by Harlow. Tip back across by Northwest. York called for a double hit by the setter, and it's 15-11. Northwest won the first set 25-10. York won the second set 26-24. Northwest won the third set 25-10. And they lead 15-11 here in the fourth with Blackie to serve it across for an ace. Katie Blackie with the ace to go up by five. York has one timeout remaining. Can't really afford to get any farther down right now. Season on the line. Plackey serves it across to Harlow. Middle attack blocked up front that time by Northwest. Ace block Westfall. Morgan Westfall makes it 17-11 and a timeout by York. Grand Island Northwest now trying to overcome a sluggish start. Is up by six in the fourth set. We'll take a break and be right back.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Doug Good, along with our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, back with you here at Grand Island Senior High School. The State High School Volleyball Tournament. Winners earlier today, Papillion-La Vista South, Waverly, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Exeter Milligan in the match of the day already. A 19-17 fifth set win over Howells Dodge. Here's Westfall for Northwest getting the kill. Came away with a block the previous point, and now Morgan gets her eighth kill, and Northwest starting to show that balance that made them dominant and the number one team all season long. Katie Plackey to serve it away again. It is 18-11. Northwest getting closer to the state semifinals. A return error by York makes it 19-11, and it seems like the Dukes have run out of gas right here. They hung with Northwest through the first half of this set, but now the Vikings are pulling away. The serve received, the passes are off the mark, and that is giving Northwest a lot of free swings here. And Mackenzie Brown will get another one. And she'll finish with her fifth kill of this game. 20-11. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show follows every volleyball match here from the state tournament. Serve right down the middle this time to Rosanoff. Stevens on the outside, puts it into the net. Four hits will be called. And you can just tell they're tired. They're not getting up. Stevens has been getting above that net. That didn't get above the net at all. And Northwest back in cruise control right here to Rosanoff. Middle attack blocked up front by Northwest, and the block will result in a York lift trying to pick it back up from Kennedy Kiesel. Makes it 22-11. Give Kiesel credit for the ace block. And the serve. Knuckleball ace, 23-11. to 11. It was 14 to 11. This is nine in a row off of Plaquey and Northwest, 2 points away from their 33rd victory of the season. Serve comes right down the middle, and Northwest awaiting the attack. Good swing on the outside that time by Malik. Trouble here for the Vikings. Run down by Brown. Set across. Free ball for the Dukes. Short set middle. The attack is down and good. Middle kill, Erica Kaler. She's the only one that's been doing anything as far as the kills in this set. That is her fourth and eighth overall. And Stevens to serve it across. Sarah with a left-handed serve. Here comes the outside Westfall. One arm up in the back row by Harlow to keep the point alive. Malik standing spike for York. Rolls it over. Picked up by Broik. Set to the outside. Brown, open look. Down and good. Mackenzie Brown brings us to match point for Grand Island Northwest. 24-12. Sorehand into the front row. And Brown to serve it away for the match here in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. Brown takes a deep breath from that left-hand corner of the service area, floats it into the middle to Harlow, passes a little off the mark. It's going to be passed into the net, and this match is over. Mackenzie Brown finishes it off, and Grand Island Northwest dominated the three sets that they won, but they did lose their first set in their last 25 matches in Game 2. But Grand Island Northwest wins it 3-1, 25-10, 24-26, 25-10, and 25-10. The Vikings are now 33-3 and will advance on to play Waverly tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Heartland Event Center here on Classic Hits. York will see their season come to an end at 15-15, but it is the first state tournament appearance since 1989. Win number 602 for Diane Rose. And most importantly, guaranteeing them two more matches this weekend, getting a step closer to their sixth consecutive state tournament final. We'll be back with the Wisco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of the athletes throughout the state of Nebraska, getting you ready for winter sports as well. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Grand Island Northwest, a four-set victory over York. Let's take a look at the numbers we had unofficially from that fourth set for York. Olivia Stubbs had an ace block. Liz Harlow had a service point and a kill. Then you swing down to the four kills that Erica Kaler had. Aaron Malik had an ace serve. Kaler also had one service point. Harlow had one service point. And that's it. Five kills, one ace block, and one ace serve for York in the fourth set. For Grand Island Northwest, Aaron Sorhan had four kills. Mackenzie Burnham had a service point. Caitlin Plackey had a total of eight service points. One was an ace in that game. She also had two kills. Morgan Westfall had an ace block and a kill. Angelica Carlini had a service point and a kill. Nicole Broik had two service points. And Mackenzie Brown had a service point and five kills in that game. Kennedy Kiesler had one ace block. So Kiesler, who had a big third game, getting an ace block there. Unofficially, 13 kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve as Northwest wins the fourth set, 25-12. We'll give you the composite numbers and wrap up our action from the first match here on Classic Hits of the 2012 Volleyball Tournament in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive has a new vehicle to fit your style with rebates to stretch your dollar. Like the 2012 Cadillac SRX with six cylinders, Xeon Blue Metal exterior, model number 87700. On sale now with an available $4,000 rebate or 0% APR for 60 months. Your price with rebate, $34,988. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park and Webb Road in Grand Island, or visit online at DinsdaleAuto.com. Rebates and 0% APR available to qualified buyers.
Back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final overall stats of Northwest's four-set victory over the York Dukes. First of all, for York, here's the numbers we had. Olivia Stubbs, three service points and one ace block. The libero, Liz Harlow, had one service point and one kill. Malaya Rosenholm, in her final game as a York Duke, three service points. One of them was an ace. She had an ace block, and she tied for the team high in kills with eight. Dacia Sturr had an ace block. Erica Kaler had three service points. She also had eight kills in the match. Erin Malik had four service points. Two of them were aces, three kills. Sarah Stevens, an ace block, and three kills. Story tonight for York, or this afternoon as the case may be, they just couldn't get anything going offensively. There were just no runs outside of that second set where they were able to build a 15-9 lead, only to see Northwest catch them and actually serve at 24-23 for the game. But York then scored three in a row to win that set, and that's going to be what they remember about this, getting to state, breaking the 23-year drought for the York Dukes, and things seem to be pointing the right way for York. Football and volleyball team, great falls for both of them. So look out, York, with some good young coaches headed in the right direction. 23 total kills, four ace blocks, and three ace serves. The Dukes will end their season at 15-15. For Grand Island Northwest, Aaron Sorhan had two ace blocks and eight kills. Mackenzie Burnham had a service point. Katie Plackey had 13 service points, and that is going to be the high for the team. One of those was an ace. She had two ace blocks. She also led the team in kills with 14. Kaylee Werner was able to pick up a ton of service points as well. She had 10 of them. Two of those were aces. She had four kills. Morgan Westfall had an ace block and eight kills. Angie Carlini had 10 service points. Four of those were aces. She had two kills. Neely Hall had 10 service points and one kill. Nikki Broich had four service points. Mackenzie Brown, five service points. One was an ace, eight kills. And Kennedy Kieser had two ace blocks and four kills. I had Northwest for 49 kills, seven ace blocks, and eight ace serves as Northwest improves to 33-2 on the season with a 25-10, 24-26, 25-10, 25-12 win over the York Dukes. And they will play tomorrow against Waverly. That match is at 2 o'clock here on Classic Hits from the Heartland Events Center. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Taking a look at some of the other scores in the 11 a.m. contest, Millard West advances on with a straight set win over Lincoln Southwest in A. In Class C2, Lutheran High Northeast was up 2-1 on Freeman as they play in the fourth set, Freeman winning the third set there to force the fourth set. And in D1, Sutherland was up 2-1 over Alma. Of course, they got the late start because of that 5-set win by Howells Dodge, or by Exeter Milligan over Howells Dodge. So here's where we're at in Class A. Papillion-La Vista South, a straight set win over Papillion-La Vista. They'll play Millard West tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., who sweeps Lincoln Southwest. Lincoln Southeast and Pius play at 2 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center. Omaha Marion and Millard North will play at 4. Here in Class B, Waverly beat Elkhorn South 27-25, 25-20, 27-25. They'll play Northwest tomorrow at 2 at the Heartland Event Center. And then tonight at the Heartland Event Center, Class B first round, Sydney and Norris at 6:30. Gretna and Omaha Gross will play at 8:30. The remaining matches here at Senior High today will be all in Class C1. We've got two of them for you, including the 2 o'clock match between Central Catholic and SCOTUS, then Shadron and Ogallala at 4, Norfolk Catholic and Lincoln Christian at 6:30, and then we will be bringing you Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran tonight at 8:30. In C2, North Platte St. Pat's a 4-set winner over Hershey. They'll get the winner of that Lutheran High-Freeman match. Hastings St. Cecilia plays Thayer Central at 2 o'clock. We'll have that on 12:30 KHAS for you this afternoon. And that'll be followed by Wood River and Hardington Cedar Catholic, 4 o'clock here on Classic Hits. That is at Grand Island Northwest High School. In D1, Exeter Milligan, the 5-set win over Howells Dodge. Looks like they'll get Sutherland, who is up on Alma. And then in D1 at 6:30 tonight at Northwest, Ansley Litchfield will play O'Neill St. Mary's, followed by West Point Guardian Angels and Silver Lake at 8:30 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And D2 will get their state tournament underway at Grand Island Central Catholic at 2 o'clock with Meade playing Brady, Layton, and Cedar Valley at 4. The Giltner-Stewart match at 6:30 will be on the Breeze, 94.5. And then Humphrey and Mullen finish it up at 8:30. Again, Grand Island Northwest gets 14 kills and 13 service points from Katie Plocky. And after a sluggish start, get a 4-set victory over York here this afternoon. We'll be back with you for Central Catholic and SCOTUS coming up at 2 o'clock. Until then, for our producer, engineer, back at the studio, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to State High School Volleyball. This has been the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. MISCO's keeping our local schools geared up for every season. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.